Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. This episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast is sponsored by Goat Getters. It's a one-year online course that'll help moms transform their lives from good to great, overwhelmed to overcoming, apathetic to achieving, and trapped to transformed. That's the GOAT acrostic, because too often many moms feel trapped by their lives and the unrelenting societal pressures that attacks their family. In PJ Jonas, she's the one who designed this course specifically to offer motivation, community support, and personal attention to go along with the systematic solutions popularized by her Busy Mom Survival podcast. So today I wanted to bring that to you, bring it to the forefront, because today on this episode, we're talking about getting your house in order. That's right, getting your house in order. And one more thing about this course I wanted to just share is that the course tuition includes a weekly core curriculum module, a private Facebook group, and a book club where the books are included. And lastly, weekly live Q&A videos with PJ. And you put all these things together, this is going to help you change your mindset, strengthen your relationships, establish systems, and promote peace so you can live your dream life. And we're going to have more information down in the show notes to where you can have the opportunity to sign up and register for the course. The course is only $564, or they've even made it to where you can make monthly installments of just $47. If you want to pay in 12 months, you can pay $47 12 months. Or you can just pay upfront $470 if you would like. But we're going to have more information where you can click the link down in the show notes to where you can get registered. And in thinking about getting your house in order, so I have the privilege of actually meeting PJ and her husband. And when I met them, I was at the Free to Dream conference, which I spoke about not long ago. And being at the Free to Dream conference, I sat down with them. Because PJ and her husband have been married for 24 years. PJ and Jim have been married for 24 years, since 1995. And after hearing PJ present, because she did a phenomenal presentation, and she was talking about balance and finding ways to always make sure that home was taken care of, and in addition to that, finding ways to make sure that the business was still flourishing, finding ways to incorporate her children into the business. Because just like many of us, there are things that we want to incorporate for our lives. And we want to weave in business. We want to weave in family time. We want to weave in balance. And I just was just blown away, because her presentation wasn't even necessarily focused on business. It was really focusing on the balance and creating opportunities in creating the platform to where her children could now not only just grow up to be functional children, but to where they can be pivotal individuals in their society. So I sat down with them. We were in the VIP lunch area, and I sat down with them and I began to share with them that I'm getting married. And then I asked them, what advice would you share for someone like me who's getting ready to get married, since you all have been married 24 years and I'm on the front end of that? I said, what advice would you share? And then Jim began just to share with me a little bit about compromise, understanding the importance and understanding that, John, you're not always going to be right. Sometimes you might be right, but you still can't say that because nobody cares. And then we began to dive into this conversation. And now, thinking about getting your house in order, I want to ask you all this question. What's one area that you know that in 2019 it was not in order in your house? One area that you know in 2019 that you could have done a little bit better? One area you could have tightened up on? maybe you could have cleaned the dishes more or cleaned the kitchen up before you went to bed at night so you wouldn't have to wake up to a dirty kitchen. And then that could start your attitude off in a more so positive area, positive light, starting the day. Maybe it's you could get gas in your car before you went home, so the next day you don't have to get out and you have to go to the gas station when it's cold outside, pumping gas and you're trying to stay warm, doing all that. Or maybe it's you writing a mission statement for your house, a mission statement for your family, putting practices in place to affirm the individuals who are in your home, or maybe just to even affirm yourself. I'm asking this, friends, because we're getting ready to end the decade. We're getting ready to end the decade, and it's very intentional that that this episode is sponsored by PJ and Goat Getters. Like, this wasn't an accident, and the reason I wanted to really have this sponsorship for this episode and I partnered with them for this episode was because we're talking about systems, getting systems in place. Because we know that if we write goals down and we see them in front of us, statistics show us that you're more likely to achieve that goal. We know that if we have an accountability partner, that we will be successful in pursuing and achieving our goals. We know that if somebody checks in with us at the end of the day, at the end of the week, maybe checking in periodically throughout the month, then we'll be able to create those goals and generate that level of success for our lives. But why is it that we don't put those things in place? If we know all these things are true, if we know that if we study, we'll get a better grade on the test, if we know that before we start writing a paper, we look at the syllabus in college and we see, wow, this paper is due 2 months from now, so maybe I should start working on it now. If we know all of these things, why aren't we beginning to do better? If you know better, you're supposed to do better, but why aren't we doing better? And I'm saying this, I'm talking to myself. John, hey, I'm tapping myself on the shoulder because I'm talking to me. If we know all these things are true and we know all these things are accurate, then why aren't we doing better? My friends, the decade is about to be up. The decade is about to be over. And understanding that if you don't have your systems in place, and if you haven't began to put a plan in place, you haven't began to become more strategic about your life, then you truly can't expect to yield the level of success that you truly desire for yourself. So my friends, today I'm going to ask you, what is it that you are going to do in these final weeks of 2019 to where you can make certain, that you are successful? Is it getting an accountability partner? Is it you taking the time to write down your goals? Is it you saying, John, I like what you're saying about PJ and her family? Because I didn't say that PJ is a mother of eight. They started their business up in 2008. The name of their brand is Goat Milk Stuff. And when I met them, they were giving out bars of soap. They were sharing with us their magazine or their monthly mailer. It says Goat Milk Stuff. And at that moment, I connected with them on a real level. Then I came back, I told my fiance, I was like, Gabby, you got to check this out. What they were able to do as far as legacy. And now I'm following them on all my social media, following two of their sons. One of them just purchased his first house. I think he might be 18 years old. Because the systems that PJ has used, the Jonases have used, they have used them to see it create a level of success, not just for them personally, but now even for their sons who are buying houses at 18. So friends, I wanted to make sure to share that resource with you. And now We're going to go ahead and transition to the quote of the week. This is something that I got away from earlier this year, but now I'm going to go back. And we borrowed this one from PJ. And the quote reads, "I may not be able to change what happens to me, but I will change how I react." I may not be able to change what happens to me. Life happens to us all. But I will change how I react. That's good. Life happens to us all, so we have to make sure that we're just prepared for what's coming. And then once it gets here, once it attacks us, we're able to do what we need to do to move past it, continue to grow through it. And lastly, friends, one more time, this episode is sponsored by Go Getters. And what's included in the tuition, you get the core curriculum module once a week. You get the private Facebook group where you get to be connected with other like-minded individuals who are on this journey of a growth mindset to continue to grow, continue to move forward, continue to be challenged personally, and even just for the sake of their sanity. You get the book club with the books that are included. And lastly, you get the weekly live Q&A videos with PJ. And like I said, if you want more information on this, I'm going to have the link just down at the bottom. I would encourage you just to check it out. Read a little bit more about PJ. Read a little bit more about the Jonas family. And just see what they're doing. See what they've done. And if you say, "John, that's something I'm interested in," then click the link just down below. Just click the link. That's why I partnered with them. That's why I am an affiliate. Because I believe in what they're doing. I've seen the success. I've seen the growth. They've been at the family business since 2008, and now they're rolling out this course because they see that it can serve and support other people. I've talked with some single mothers who follow the podcast and who follow my brand, and they've said to me that they don't have time for certain stuff. They've said that they couldn't even afford certain stuff, and that's why I believe that the option is there for people to pay installments of $47 a month. That's just you not going out to eat one time a month, and you can have that money to then invest in your own personal growth, into your own well-being. So my friends, I want to encourage you to check them out. And if you have any questions of me, please shoot me a DM. You know my handles. It's Jonathan Jones Speaks on everything. Jonathan J Speaks on Twitter. But without further ado, my friends, we're going to go ahead and slide out of here. We're going to wrap this episode up as we prepare to head towards the new year. And I am officially 9 days out from my wedding. 9 days out. It sounds crazy to say. 9 days out. But friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?